On NBC News last night, President-elect Joe Biden expressed optimism about getting a handle on the pandemic, even though his official transition to the White House only just began 3 weeks after the election.
I think we're going to not be so far behind the curve as we thought we might be in the past. And there's a lot of immediate discussion, and I must say the outreach has been sincere. There's not been begrudging so far.
Our political strategists join us now. Alice Stewart, our fearless Republican, is here, and Bill Press, our peerless Democrat. Hello. You know, the mood is shifting a little bit. Hello to you both. Welcome.
Bill certainly is a lot happier this week, that's for sure.
Hi, Peter. Well, actually, that does get to my point. It's late, Bill, but the transition is finally happening. Are you feeling better now that the Trump administration is meeting with, and apparently, as we just heard, Joe Biden there, cooperating with Biden's team?
I think all of Americans are feeling better. I think Americans are expressing a collective sigh of relief that after 3 weeks of sort of turmoil created by the man who lost, that the transition is underway. And I think Joe Biden's just setting the right tone. I mean, from the day, couple of days after, he's been out there every day talking about the important issues facing this country, climate change and coronavirus number one, climate change and the economy. And I think yesterday we saw with his outstanding first group of nominees, starting with Janet Yellen, whom you just profiled here on the show for Secretary of Treasury, that the grown-ups are back in charge. And I think Joe Biden has shown that he's ready for this. He's right. He's been thinking about it. He's got plans. He's putting these plans in effect. And now that the transition is working and the Biden team's able to work with the Trump team, I think we all feel better about that.
Alice, what do you think? Do you think most Republicans, you know, either publicly or behind the scenes privately, do you think they're also breathing a sigh of relief here?
Clearly, Peter, Republicans want to see a smooth transition and a peaceful transition to the new administration. And Republicans who voted for Trump, like myself, would prefer to see his policies for the next 4 years. But the reality is that the votes are in, they have been certified, and the margins are too large to make any change. And we need to just accept the fact that Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States. I am encouraged that the president has done what he needed to do with regard to authorizing the GSA to begin the transition process. And that is a positive step. Yesterday, he made another positive step with regard to touting the Dow surpassing 30,000, which is great news for this country. But in terms of the questioning of the outcome and the integrity of the election, I think that conversation needs to stop. And we need to move forward to swearing in of Joe Biden, but also a focus on making sure that Republicans win those two Senate seats in Georgia. That's critical for control of the Senate.
Bill, yesterday, Joe Biden said that he's open to appointing a Republican, a Trump supporter, to his administration. What do you think? Good idea? Bad idea?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely think he will. I just wanted to point out, not to contradict anything that Alice said. I agree with what she said, but I want to point out just less than a half hour ago, I got a tweet on my phone from Donald Trump, two words, rigged election. You know, I mean, come on, just give it up, dude. You know, I mean, this, as Alice said, the votes are in, the votes are counted, the outcome is known, and everybody knows that, by the way, including Donald Trump. But back to your question, you know, Joe Biden has a history of working across the aisle, reaching across the aisle. Many progressives have criticized him for that. That's how he has gotten things done in the past. That's how he'll get things done now. Working, I hope, cooperatively with Republican members of Congress and Democratic members. And I think we'll see the first sign of it, Peter. Don't ask me who it might be, but there will definitely be at least one Republican, if not more, in top administration post in the Biden presidency.
If I can weigh in on that.
I was just going to say that's not something that the Trump administration did for Democrats.
Absolutely not. And look, I think the important thing here is Joe Biden has talked about unity and talked about bridging the divide. And I've spoken with a couple of the Republicans who have been mentioned, and they say at this point it is rumored that they would be part of the administration, but they are open to any offers. I think it's important to have a Republican voice, given the fact we will probably have divided government, and he needs that ability to reach across the aisle. But I think it's important that Joe Biden also has a challenge within his own party. He needs to reach across the Democratic Party and try and satisfy the voice of the progressives in his own party, whether it's Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or AOC, because they certainly did a lot to get him elected, and he needs to bridge that gap just as much as with Republicans.
There's no doubt about that, and we've talked about that many times on this show. Right. Yeah, Bill, what do you want to say?
Well, I was just going to, if I may, speaking for the Democratic Party, don't worry about the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is united behind the presidency, the administration.
Bill, I don't know
Joe
if that's
Biden
true. I mean, yes, they wanted to get him elected. Yes, they wanted to get him elected. But there is a true a rift between the moderate and the progressive wing. There's no doubt about that. And the cabinet positions are emblematic of that. I mean, Alice makes a point.
I have to tell you, as a progressive, as a Bernie guy, Bernie boy, right? I am telling you, progressives are with the program. They are with the program. They're not going to break. So let's jump, if we can, to Georgia for just a moment. I mean, you talk about disarray in the party. In Georgia, with these two important Senate seats up for a runoff, there are Republicans in Georgia who are encouraging Republicans to stay home out of the primary or to write in Donald Trump, because they're upset that Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue say, you know, are not strong enough in defending Donald Trump's challenge of the election. So it's not the Democrats who are fighting each other right now so much as it's Republicans in Georgia.
Listen, on this point of progressives and moderates, I want you to sort of entertain this idea for me for just a minute. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, there's some debate out there whether or not they should have a place in a Biden administration. Last night, the president-elect said, well, I'm open to it, but I don't want to lose their seat in Congress. I just want you to debate that idea for a moment. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, should they be in a Biden administration? Alice, you start.
Well, look, if they were so with the program, like Bill says, they would already be in a list and already named as a member of the cabinet or part of the administration. And the fact that they haven't, and the president-elect Biden has really danced around being concrete on progressive in his administration, it is quite telling. Look, he is caught between a rock and a hard place, given the valuable Senate seats. He can't really afford to lose one. But at the same time, with the work and the votes that progressives rallied together behind Joe Biden, they certainly deserve a voice in the administration. But the fact that he hasn't come out full-throated and brought someone on board at this point is quite telling whether he will ever do so at any point.
Yeah, Bill, you're up. Sanders
have to add. Yeah, I just have to add. He's announced five appointments. There are probably 100 more to go. There will be definitely a good group of progressives among them. I don't know whether that will include Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. I'd love to see them get it. But my point is, Peter, really, I mean this, the all the media attention to this dispute or this civil war inside the Democratic Party is way overblown. Progressives will be with the Biden administration, whether Bernie Sanders is Secretary of Labor or not, and so will Bernie Sanders.
I take your point. We'll keep watching it. We'll keep talking about it. Let's talk about Donald Trump for a minute, because listen to this. We haven't talked about him in like 10 minutes. He is reportedly planning to pardon the former National Security Advisor, his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russians. Yesterday, Trump ignored a reporter's shouted questions at the White House. Let's listen.
Any pardons before leaving office? Will you be issuing a pardon for yourself?
Mr. President, it's kind of funny. That was at the turkey pardon, so it was kind of ironic. Alice, what do you think? Is pardoning Flynn fair game, bad idea, come back to haunt him, or what?
Look, I think it's not a good idea, but it's certainly within his purview to do so. I would expect we will see a flood of pardons between now and the time this president leaves office, and he has every single right to do so. I expect to see one for Papadopoulos, potentially Paul Manafort, and some of those I would support, but others I do not, because the actions they did were prior to their time with the White House. But he has every single right to do so, and granted, his pardon numbers are much lower than previous presidents, but it's certainly within his right to do so.
We heard that last question there at the end, will you pardon yourself, Bill? It's theoretical right now. It's legally questionable. I mean, are Democrats thinking about that? Like, what will happen if Donald Trump pardons himself or tries to?
It'll certainly be challenged. As you point out, it has never been decided, if you will, or even contested, I think, in the Supreme Court. I doubt that he will. I doubt that he will resign, so Mike Pence could pardon him either. I think he'll just slink off to, in the end, to Mar-a-Lago and fight his legal battles on his own. But I do agree with Alice on this point. The president can pardon whomever he wants. That's the presidential power. Unfortunately, I think Donald Trump has used his power just to take care of his political cronies like Joe Arpaio out in Arizona, Scooter Libby, Michael Flynn, and probably Paul Manafort.
All right. Bill Press, the Democrat. Alice Stewart, the Republican. I'm thankful for you both. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Peter. Peter.